Jimmy Carter update being brought to you by Reynolds Roofing Exteriors and Coating with offices in Cape and Marion. Go with Reynolds and good morning, Jimmy Carter.
Good morning, good morning. You know, Zach Bryan is a name we hear a lot. He's nominated for things in country. He doesn't get played on country radio stations very much because he's kind of a folk singer. He fits, he's kind of in a place, he's kind of an artist without a format. He's just there. But listen to this. He is number two on the chart at Billboard for money making in the last month. Bad Bunny is number one with 64.6 million with 13 shows in 1 month. And Zach Bryan is two with 62.3 million for 18 shows.
Wow.
That's a wow. And
yeah.
After that is Pink and Madonna, and that's how big he is these days.
He has quite the following, that's for sure.
He does, and it's just amazing. And amazing. Now, I met Blake Shelton during that same time. He did 14 shows, just four less than Zach Bryan, and did $15 million. Something's wrong in the books on that one. But Zach Bryan, wow. I just say wow. Dwayne Eddy. You may not know the name, but he was famous in the 50s and 60s. Grammy-winning guitarist. The first standalone rock and roll guitar star. They were something called the surf guitar. Dick Dale did it, and so did Dwayne Eddy. And it highly influenced people like George Harrison, Bruce Springsteen, The Ventures, and many others. And it's just, and for obviously, people like Keith Urban and Brad Paisley, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great, he lived in Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee, where all the stars live. And he was a very nice man. Dwayne Eddy, dead at the age of 86. Julian's Auctions. These people do all kinds of things for expensive, not always expensive, but like when they were selling a lot of Elvis memorabilia, they would go to Julian's Auctions. That's what they did. They're opening up an exhibit at the Nashville Musicians Hall of Fame on May 15th. And if you ever get a chance to go to Nashville, of course you need to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame. That's without saying.
Right.
But you need to go to the Musicians Hall of Fame. If you love music, it's got all the instruments of the famous people that played on Motown songs. It's got a room for Jimi Hendrix, because Hendrix doesn't have a museum. This is the closest thing to a Hendrix museum. It's got every kind of piano and guitar played by everybody in the history of country music. It is really an amazing place. Musicians Hall of Fame. Luke Combs, Jacksonville, Florida this weekend. He is doing great, breaking records everywhere he goes. Oh, yeah, if you know people going to a Morgan Wallen show in Nashville, either tonight, Friday, or Saturday, make sure you look for the Field and Stream pop-up tent.
Okay.
They've got one. It's near the pedestrian bridge. Just keep that in mind. The pedestrian bridge. They've got special hats and just all kinds of stuff there. You know, Eric Church and Morgan Wallen bought that Field and Stream name and the intellectual property that goes with it. And they're starting their own music festival and everything else. But this weekend, they're going to be there with Morgan. And Lainey Wilson, this is hard to believe, but she never got her CMA Entertainer of the Year award.
What?
Well, the one they give you is a fake, the one they have on stage.
Uh-huh.
And they send you one, but it still never has arrived. She said she's got a place for it if it ever gets there, but I think I'd give me somebody else who's making those things. They're already starting about when the ballot's going to start for this one. So.
Oh, goodness.
And Tim McGraw, he's just so good. He's got so many things he's doing. And one of these young people that are in the Make-A-Wish thing,
mm-hmm.
He didn't get to meet her when he was supposed to because of this set. So he arranged to meet her, and he couldn't get there again. So he just got in the car and drove 3 hours to Kentucky to this woman's house.
Oh, my goodness.
And spent the day with Emily in Kentucky, one of the Make-A-Wish people. And, wow.
Wow.
But it doesn't surprise me. Tim's that kind of guy, but that's cool, isn't it?
That is very cool. And he just had a birthday yesterday.
Yes, he did. He's a real good man.
He's a real good man, and he still looks real good.
I know he does for y'all. I'll just keep on looking at him.
Hey, Jimmy, what was your dream job as a kid?
Being the host of a television show like The Tonight Show. But I changed my mind on that ultimately, but I still got to be pretty close.
I was going
to
say, you got pretty close for sure.
Yeah, 20 years or more on national television was pretty cool. Yeah, that was my dream, and I was targeted on it the whole time. So
mm-hmm.
Even as a little boy, I used to use the weight of a cuckoo clock
uh-huh.
that my brother bought from Germany, I would use it like the microphone.
You were born just to entertain.
I was just born to do this, I guess.
I think so. Okay, Jimmy, have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. That's your Jimmy Carter update this morning. It is powered by Reynolds Roofing Exteriors and Coating with offices in Marion and Cape. Go with Reynolds.